So what I really wanted to go over today is quite honestly, you know, how to tell a story, doing something compelling. Because let's face it, guys, you know, pro wrestling, we're storytellers. You know, that's what we do. And a lot of guys from my era know this better than anybody in the business. But I think a lot of times the younger generation, especially translated to the indie level, guys have a real hard time. So I always like to start from the finish. You know, what does the promoter want from the match? You know, so I'll get the finish. I know, hey, you know, I'm going to tombstone you. 1, 2, 3, that's the finish. And then I personally, and a lot of other guys do, we like to go backwards. You know, and a lot of guys don't do this as well, is the comeback of a match is the most important. I mean, just picture like a Rocky and Apollo. I know I'm dating myself, believe me, to, you know, 70s stuff. But, you know, Rocky Balboa was getting the crap beat out of him, you know, the whole night, the whole match. And then finally, against all odds, you know, the music starts playing. He makes a comeback, you know, through everyone's surprise, he's coming, he fights to stay alive. And that's what really, you know, pro wrestling is. It's a story of survival. It's a guy, the underdog, fighting from underneath. And then you build and you build. I mean, a lot of guys have a, you know, in a comeback, a heel should be right there for the baby face. Bump, feed, has to be there, because believe me, in that split second, if a baby face does not have a heel popping up for him, if a heel's just lead assing on the ground and not coming up, you know, the crowd dies. You lose him in a millisecond.